Women and children are urging authorities in South Sudan to restore peace in the town of Yei. Violence between government and opposition forces, which erupted last year, has forced thousands to flee. It's estimated that 70% of Yei's residents have left because of the fighting. Once the country's breadbasket, Yei is practically a ghost town now, according to the UN mission in South Sudan, UNMISS. The ongoing insecurity means that people cannot tend their crops and they're going hungry. Mary Solomon is a member of the Mothers Union.
The hunger in Yei is, you know, forcing women to go outside the town. And it is really impossible for us as women to go outside. But because of our children, we really want to rescue them from dying. We go outside and, you know, we endanger our lives. Once you go outside the town, 5 miles or 3 miles, you are abducted.
The Christ the King School somehow managed to remain open despite the turmoil. Several children have found refuge there. Some are orphans, like Esther Quinton.
I don't have parents. My parents are all dead. I don't have someone to support me in my education. I am the one who support myself in education. But now I don't have anything to support myself in education because I don't have money to support myself in education.
For students who have lost their families, education is all that they have left. Emmanuel Mambo is the school's head boy.
I want to beg our leaders, let them bring peace to South Sudan so that South Sudanese children will enjoy their life like the one of ago.
14 teachers have remained behind at Christ the King School, volunteering their time and providing the children with a sense of security amid the dire conditions. Besides going hungry, people have been abducted, raped and murdered while buildings were looted. Taban Emmanuel Elisa is a teacher at the Catholic school.
We cannot surrender. That was the one of our motto of the school. Even if problems are like that, education must continue. And so that generation to come should not face the challenge that we are in.
The UN mission in South Sudan, UNMISS, is exploring the possibility of establishing a base in Yei. Mission Chief David Shearer recently visited the town and listened to the concerns voiced by political, religious and community leaders.
Everything that you would want is here, and yet it's been destroyed by war, and 70% of its population is no longer here. They're in refugee camps or displaced. That's a real tragedy. So whatever we can do to try and support bringing Yei back to what it was, we will try and do. But it requires us to be able to have the access into the surrounding countryside and also to be able to talk to the people we need to talk to. And that means the opposition as well as the government-supported sides as well.
That was David Shearer, head of the UN mission in South Sudan. Deanne Penn, United Nations.